Accession number 31054, Reel 7.
Mr. Walter Foster, Reel 7. I suppose you would have been involved with the denazification programme. Am I right in thinking that, with your interpreting?
Yes.
I suppose the case of the bear was an example of that.
Yes. What I remember very well, denazification. We also had something called re-education. Re-education was particularly of the young. That being near was something that I couldn't refuse to try and help with. Not that in the army one is ever asked what one wants to do. But I remember facing a room full of young lads and was I standing in front of them trying ever so carefully to tell them that not everything that they learned in Hitler days might be strictly true. So one of them got up and faced me and said ever so politely, "Excuse me, excuse me. You don't think, I hope, that you don't think that we believed anything we were told, do you?" So he did my job for me. There were others. I remember having to discuss something with a very senior German officer. And we were talking about all sorts of general things. And he said, pointing at the ruins all around, he said, "We Germans are now, you see us," said to me, "you see us right down and out now, but we will work hard and we'll get out of this." And I and my friends, we will see to it that everything is built up again. So I said, "What for?" so that you can try it again. He said, yes, exactly. And they're still trying.
How difficult that must have been for you, being one of their victims, and yet having to keep impartial. Did you find that at times? Did you ever want to have a go with someone like that particularly?
Yes. But I was under military discipline, and you can't do as you would like to. And the army rule was that I had to treat such people with respect. Very difficult.
Yes, it must have taken a lot of discipline, I imagine. Was it very demanding, that job? To actually, you know, go to Germany and deal with things like that. It must have been on top of all you had experienced.
Yes.
Did you go back to Austria at this time?
Yes, I managed. I managed to get back to Austria once. I thought that I might have great feelings about going back to my hometown, but not at all. It was just another devastated, strange city.
Did you see anyone you knew formerly? That you knew in your former days? Any friends?
Just one school friend of mine.
What was his name?
Paul Zontoff.
Had he stayed throughout the war in Austria, in Vienna?
Yes, he spent 4 years in a cupboard. Hidden by his piano teacher.
I expect you had a lot to talk about.
Yes.
Did he tell you of his experience in hiding and
yes.
difficulties? How had he coped?
with difficulty.
I believe he gave you a little teddy bear.
Not a teddy bear.
Oh, what was, yes.
A mechanical dancing bear.
Oh, was it? Yes.
Yes, you got it in the museum.
Yes, what was the significance of that little bear, that dancing bear?
He kept him amused in his cupboard.
And he was in that cupboard all the time?
Yes.
How did he seem to you? What sort of condition was he in? Had he come out of it, you know, as a balanced human being?
No. He was stunted in every way. Physically and psychologically.
It must have been wonderful for him to have seen you, that you went back and saw him. Did you ever go into any of the concentration camps when you went to Germany or
no.
Austria?
No.
Did you hear anything about the experiences firsthand?
Yes. Very much. In Germany, I looked after a group of young people who had come back from concentration camp. And they talked endlessly about
it. Was this surprising to you? Or, you know, you have explained throughout how you always kept as well informed as possible. But did you have any idea of what was going on in the concentration camps during the war?
Yes. Took a long time before we knew. But we did know. That time.
Which camp had these young people been in?
Stutthof.
That is on the Baltic, I believe, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, outside Danzig.
Were the effects mainly physical, or were they psychological as well on the young people?
Mainly psychological.
It's interesting you saying they spoke about it the whole time.
Yes.
To you, yes.
You felt that it had to come out somehow.
Did you lose any family members in the Holocaust?
Yes. About 70 or 80. uncles, aunts, cousins.
Your parents were safe there in Palestine, were they?
Yes.
When did you see them after the war, your parents?
My mother died during the war. But a natural death. I saw my father again in 1947.
That's nearly 10 years, isn't it? 9 years since you last saw him.
Yes.
Yes. Was that difficult?
Yes. Because, well, I think it was more difficult for him than for me, because he remembered me as a 15-year-old. I was 15 years old, and he treated me as a 15-year-old, which was difficult for me.
I suppose you meet as strangers, don't you? You were a fluent English-speaking young man.
Yes.
Yes. Did you ever have any restitution, your family, for what had been taken from you?
Oh, yes.
Did it cover what you had lost in any way?
No.
Well, you've been so patient with me and given so much of your time. If I could just end up by saying what it was like going to LSE, because this must have been a wonderful thing to do. After all you had been through.
Yes.
I imagine you found your niche there, did you? Somewhere you wanted to be.
Yes. Thank God.
And you met your wife, Rachel, yes?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much indeed for giving me so much of your time.
Pleasure.
And this, with your book, it will complement it beautifully. It's good to have your voice on the record. Many thanks.
Gracias.